From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The special counsel probing Russian meddling of the 2016 presidential election announced charges against a Russian social media troll company, 12 of its employees and financial backer in the first indictment brought against Russians allegedly involved in the effort. The indictment says that the Internet Research Agency, a St. Petersburg-based company with ties to the Kremlin, orchestrated an audacious campaign to influence the 2016 presidential election in favor of President Donald Trump. No one is in custody. The U.S. Attorney General is ordering an immediate review of how the Justice Department and the Federal Bureau of Investigation respond to warnings about potential mass killers. The action follows an admission Friday by the FBI, the top national law enforcement agency, that it ignored a tip-off about the gunman who killed 17 people and wounded 14 others at a school in the state of Florida Wednesday. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump visited Florida after the attack and to the Broward County Sheriff's Office. He praised the first responders and applauded the short time it took to get victims to the hospital, noting a patient at the hospital with two bullets in her lungs.
What a great job you've done, and we appreciate it very much. And everybody's talking about it. I just got back from the hospital. A young woman was shot, four bullets, two in her lungs, and they got her over to the hospital in less than 21 minutes. She had no chance, and between the first responders, your people who got her, you know who I'm talking about, they got her there, Scott. What a job you've done, and the doctors did a great job over at the hospital.
When asked by reporters if the nation's gun laws need to be changed, Mr. Trump did not respond as he walked into the room. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Commerce Department continues to urge President Donald Trump to impose tariffs or quotas on aluminum and steel imports from China and other countries. Unveiling the recommendations Friday, Secretary Wilbur Ross said in a case of both industries, the imports threaten to impair our national security. Ross mentioned as an example that only one U.S. company now produces a high-quality aluminum alloy needed for military aircraft. The measures are intended to raise U.S. production of aluminum and steel to 80% of industrial capacity. Currently, U.S. steel plants are running at 73% of capacity and aluminum plants are at 48%. China's Commerce Ministry has said that the report was baseless and did not accord with the facts. A military helicopter carrying two Mexican government officials crashed Friday during a tour of earthquake damage, killing two people on the ground. The earthquake struck southern Mexico Friday, causing minor damage in the state of Oaxaca, but there were no immediate reports of injuries or deaths. One worker does provide an account of what he saw happen.
I was working on the 26th floor at the time. The tremor was very strong. I was scared, but in this case, I had to try to stay calm and evacuate the building as they told us. The tremor was so very strong and even stronger on the higher floors. Fortunately, no tragic incident occurred.
The U.S. Geological Survey put the quake's magnitude at 7.2 and said its epicenter was a rural area in the southern area of Oaxaca near the Pacific coast in the border with Guerrero State. Germany is now welcoming home a journalist who spent a year awaiting charges in a Turkish prison, while the very same court on Friday sentenced six other journalists to life in prison. Deniz Yücel, who holds dual citizenship in Germany and Turkey, made his return home to Germany Friday, where he writes for the German newspaper. Yücel's legal ordeal is not over. Turkish media reports that he was released pending trial as the court handed down an indictment accusing him of spying on behalf of Germany. Prosecutors are seeking 4 to 18 years in prison. Nigerian police say three suicide bombers attacked a crowded fish market near the northeastern city of Maiduguri late Friday, killing at least 18 people and wounded some 22 others. The suspected suicide bomber struck about 25 kilometers southeast of the Borno state capital. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the attacks in Borno State, which has been worst hit by the Boko Haram insurgency in recent weeks and months. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.